Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Hey, football fans, who's ready to score some free bets? Now you can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. When a team scores, you score. That easy. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN. Bet $1 on either team to score and win $100 in free bets. That's just like free money. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, it's a new week to talk about a Penn State loss. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm hanging in there, and busy weekend for sure. And I think as we get into the nuts and bolts of this loss, we're going to have some similar themes to discuss that we've had on at least a handful of occasions so far this season. So some of the usual problems creep in here in a new way.
All right, I'm going to give you a heads up right away, Dustin. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
You're dealing with a salty gym today, okay?
Ooh.
That's your warning.
That's my favorite kind of gym.
All right. Just so you're prepared and not shocked when it comes out. Let's get started on this game. And before we get into all the nuts and bolts of everything, all the details, obviously Penn State lost this game, frustrating a lot of Penn State fans, hence the saltiness. But let's get started with some of the outstanding plays. And by outstanding, I don't necessarily mean great, but some of the interesting plays. Let's start first drive, fake punt, successful. Then a fake field goal, not so successful. Early in the game, I shouldn't say first drive, but early in the game. Your take on some of this play calling that where James Franklin obviously was going to be taking some chances, and he did. Some worked, some didn't. Your thoughts?
I didn't like bundling together two fakes, because you run one fake and it's a red flag to the other team that another fake could be coming. They're hyper aware of it now. And I thought the first fake wasn't all that good in the first place. You just ended up with a very good throw from Jordan Stout and a very good athlete with a step on a defender who wasn't completely out of position. So you had a pretty fine margin for error on the first one. Then to come back with a second one was very surprising to me, because it's not like you blew their doors off on the first one. They were pretty disciplined and they were pretty ready for it. It was just a well-executed play on Penn State's part. The fake field goal was not as well executed, and a ball, you know, I think if Jordan Stout, it sounds so funny to be like, well, if you lead your punter better, he has a chance to get upfield and make a play. But that's what it was. It got thrown behind the punter, and you're talking about a non-quarterback throwing to a non-wide receiver on fourth and two. And I know James Franklin said after the game, you know, it's no secret that we're not good in short yardage. Well, it's been that way for the entire season. It's also no secret that they maybe should be coached up better, or should be executing better, or should be playing better, that you're better in short yardage than you actually are. If that's what you're resigned to me, it just was like out of character, and it suggested that maybe Franklin was a little bit too hyped up or something for this coaching matchup. You know, like he and Jim Harbaugh aren't, I mean, Jim Harbaugh is oblivious. James Franklin is not oblivious. He understands that where these two programs are, where these two coaches are, they're kind of both at an intersection. I thought that was in his head early in the game, if we're being honest about it. It's just not statistically to go for a second fake in close proximity. It's like going to the World Series of Poker, going all in on 2-3 offsuit, and then four hands later going all in on 3-5 offsuit. You know, like, okay, the rest of the table, they're perked up to the idea that you're playing this thing strange. And so they're ready for anything. And they were for the most part on that second one.
I'm in agreement. And I think both of them, after Michigan calls the timeout, you know they're prepared for a fake. I think Penn State got away with one. You're right. It was a very good pass, an athletic play. Then when you're down to the 2-yard line, I just felt I had folks, including our colleague and buddy, Andrew P. Shea, texting me, gotta kick it, gotta kick it. And I think he was actually happy that they missed, because that just proved his point. They should have kicked the field goal and taken the 3 points. My problem there with the fake, and by the way, I thought it was a fairly well-designed play. It was going to the Michigan defender, I don't think, got enough credit, because he was someone who rushed in and then had to turn back. So you're right, a perfect pass or a better pass leading him, he probably had the angle. If you saw, there was a, I believe it was a tight end out there who may have been Warren, I'm not sure, made a block on the edge, and it would have been free to go in, and we would have all been thrilled. What a great call. But not in hindsight, but as they're doing it, I'm like, they better not be faking here. You know, this, why not just go for it and even run the ball? And if you don't make it, you're leaving Michigan on the 2-yard line or the 1-yard line, very much backed up with the defense that has Penn State's defense with a lot of momentum. I would have taken my chances that way. So
you can make the case. Take. If there are three options on the table, one is to line up and go for it, two is to take the nearly automatic 3 points, and three is to run some kind of shenanigan. In that order of you know, desirability, if you want the 2 yards, go get the 2 yards with the best players that you have. Try to get it in the players that, yes, that's their job. I know I'm not saying anything groundbreaking there. And there's also a case to be made to take in the 3 points. And to me, like, honest to goodness, I thought this was such a big moment in this game, because think about the message that's being sent. And even afterwards, I don't believe we can get 2 yards. Maybe it's those 9 overtimes against Illinois creeping into James Franklin's head a little bit. And he's seeing the boogeyman out there when they're inside the 3 and they're in that position. And he's not sure if or how they can go about doing it. I understand that exists, but you do have to trust your good players to make good plays in a situation like this one. And that's not even getting into the fact that it was the second fake in however many plays. So, like, I just felt like, and it was just a bad message to send to the offense in that situation, a bad tone to set, you know, for your team to think, like, oh, is this what we have to do to actually beat these guys? You know, doesn't it, like, raise doubts and not confidence in that situation?
Agreed, Dustin. And like you said, the fact that this was a second fake, the defense had to be hyper aware of it. And, you know, why shouldn't they? It's not like they're giving up their assignments. As you said, it would have been a chip shot field goal, so you have to be hyper aware. Let's move on to a topic you and I were talking about right before we started recording, Dusty. And this is where you're going to start hearing salty, Jim. This is where I was really upset. The last possession that Penn State had the ball, they had to go the length of the field, score a touchdown, because they were down 4. However, they had plenty of time, 3 minutes, 25 seconds, had 3 timeouts left. And what I want to point out is they were in 4 down territory right from the start. The only time they would have punted is if it was so quickly, you know, it would be 4th and 10 or 12. You punt, use your timeouts, hope your defense holds them. But overall, you really didn't want to punt the ball away. You had 4 downs to make a first down. Because you had over 3 minutes, the clock wasn't going to be against you. You didn't have to score fast. In fact, scoring fast might have been a negative, because you would give the opponent time. First down, we throw deep to Cam Sullivan Brown. A long, low percentage pass to a guy who's barely been on the field. Again, if they complete it, I'd be singing a different tune. I get that. But again, you have 4 downs to make, you know, the 10 yards. They complete a pass for 8 yards. They're now 2 yards short. And we know it's 4 down territory. You have 2 downs to get those 2 yards, and you know you're going to use 4th down for it. I know they're not a great running team, but don't you run? Don't you try to convert on 3rd down on the ground? Just get your 1st down. Don't get greedy. And then on 4th down, you throw deep. Now, I'm going to qualify that in a second, but again, you're throwing deep to Cam Sullivan Brown. Don't you set up a much more high percentage play and get your 2 yards and live to fight for the next series?
You can call it that way. I just didn't think, you know, that's not even the top item on my grievance list when it comes to the play calling in this situation. And you know, I think Sean Clifford on first down, let's say, made the right read and seeing that Cam Sullivan Brown has single coverage. There's no safety help. He did end up getting a step on his defense. But to me, this the idea of how ready is Cam Sullivan Brown to emerge and make a big play, an outstanding catch in the fourth quarter in a 3 minute, 2 minute situation. Is that who you want? And I understand, like, but that's why Michigan gives you that matchup, because you're talking about your third, fourth, fifth best wide receiver. So I get that. So, but I mean, just in general, you have two deep shots down the sideline to Cam Sullivan Brown, an incompletion that got Jahan Dotson knocked off the field for a play, and you're throwing to Malik Mega in with this type of situation, this game on the line. It's just not optimal targeting, and maybe it was just Michigan won the chess match at the line of scrimmage and got the matchups that they wanted, and Penn State didn't get the matchups that they wanted. I don't know if it's as simple as that or what, but you just didn't want to have to put the ball and the trust in the hands of Cam Sullivan Brown twice on the same drive with sort of low probability throws.
And I rewatched that fourth down play, stopping this play as it went. There was pressure on Sean Clifford pretty quickly. There was no one, it looked like, who was immediately open short. Now, Cam Sullivan Brown wasn't even close to open. He was well covered. Someone was all over him. He threw it prior to, hopefully, Cam Sullivan Brown breaking open. It may have been in the play, as you said, his reads, that was where to go, because he had no other choice at that point. My question is, again, I'll reemphasize, you have four downs to get 10 yards. Why are you designing plays that way, and it's Cam Sullivan Brown? Why, Dusty? Why?
Well, I honestly, no offense to Cam Sullivan Brown, but you obviously love to try to let your great playmakers make great plays in that situation. And in this case, I don't think Penn State did a good enough job of getting that matchup or making the right read or just executing well enough to get it.
All right, and I don't believe Keandre Lambert-Smith was in at the time. Don't know if he was nicked up or something else. Stick around in quarter number two. Salty Jim returns to talk about the offensive line. Stay tuned. Who's ready to score some free bets? You can when you bet on any NFL game this week with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers who bet just $1 on either team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.